I'm back on the bus with my favorite football TV analyst, John Gruden. Coach, what's the Spider 2Y banana thing? What does it mean? Give us the history behind it.
Well, Spider 2 is a protection. The line slides to the left, the back goes to the two hole, and he cuts the end man on the line of scrimmage. So Spider 2 is the protection. Y banana is the route for the tight end. He runs a little banana corner route. And the fullback knows when he hears Y banana, he's in the flat. And the fullback's always been the primary.
You know, it's become a craze. I mean, it's your identity.
Green Bay doesn't even need it. They have so many other plays that are better, but who knows? Maybe McCarthy will rev it up one of these days.
What do you think of these two teams, the Falcons and the Packers?
Well, two very good quarterbacks, two of the best. Rodgers is unbelievable, having an MVP season. And be careful with Atlanta because of Julio Jones, Roddy White, and Matt Ryan. I expect both teams to score. And in Lambeau, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to find a way to get it done again.
You know, and the Falcons have lost a couple real heartbreakers, and that can galvanize a team late in the season, can it? It starts to believe in itself.
Well, they've won 3 out of 4. Green Bay's hot. They've won 4 in a row, 8 out of 9. And give Atlanta credit for being mentally tough. Tough start, but they've won 3 out of 4 and they have a very good quarterback.
Does it bother you that the NFC South could send a team to the playoffs with a losing record?
There's other things that bother me worse than that.
Such as?
Let's get into that off air. But, no, that's the way it goes sometimes. Many wild card teams have won Super Bowls. It's a tournament where the only way you certainly can get in is by winning your division, and the South is going to send someone.
The elite teams in the two conferences, who are they?
It's hard to say. Green Bay right now, to me, in the NFC, based on how they've played in all phases, is a clear favorite for me. And I'm going to go with New England. I just think Tom Brady, if it goes through Foxborough, much like Green Bay, the weather works in their favor.
The teams that could surprise in the postseason.
Anybody can surprise these days. History proves that. The Giants won a Super Bowl. Green Bay won a Super Bowl. I saw Pittsburgh jump into the tournament and win a Super Bowl. It's hard to say. I think there's a lot of contenders right now. We still have a month to go.
Okay, now this one is for the fans. Is it plays, not players, or players, not plays? What's the right mix? What's the right combination of the two?
Well, it's a combination of all of those things. You got to have players. You don't want too many players. You want players running good plays with a high degree of discipline. Green Bay's healthy. They haven't been this healthy in a while, and that's why they're scary. But you got to have the plays. You certainly got to have the players, and it really helps when you got a great quarterback.
Why would you ever want to leave this TV gig, and would you? Coaching? Again?
Well, I haven't lost a game in 5 years. What's wrong with that? I'm undefeated. I'm with a great team. We have a lot of fun. Mike Tirico's a blast. I'm working with people that are trying to help me get better, and only God knows what the future holds. I'm just going to have fun and do the best I can every day.
Welcome to Green Bay, John.
Thanks. Happy holidays.